In the history of gangsta rap, several names loom large. Dr. Dre, Ice Cube, DJ Quick. But here's a name that's less well known. Won Joon Kim also played a big role in the early years of Los Angeles hip-hop. He opened a swap meet stall in the now-famous suburb of Compton in the mid-1980s. And he sold some of the earliest work of those stars at a time when few knew them and fewer stores would sell their music. And many never forgot him. Won Joon Kim died yesterday at the age of 79. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates has more.
Won Joon Kim didn't intend to become the godfather of gangster rap in the beginning, his son Kirk says. He just wanted to support his family. Kim escaped North Korea on a fishing boat, and the family eventually wound up in the U.S. in 1976. Kirk Kim says at first, his parents sold a random assortment of stuff at swap meets to make ends meet. Then,
somebody was selling hip-hop CDs and one of these swap meets. So my dad saw, you know, he just saw an opportunity. He saw the big lines in front of there, so he said, I'm going to try this.
The Kims rented a stall in Compton's first indoor swap meet. The nascent artists they carried included Ice Cube and singles Eazy-E put out on his fledgling label. Those two would go on to become part of N.W.A., a legendary group whose Straight Outta Compton album put Compton and gangsta rap on the global map.
Straight Outta Compton.
Psychedelic Music Corner became a pilgrimage for anyone wanting the latest in gangster rap. Because Won Joon Kim and his wife Booja had a close relationship with local musicians, they often got the hottest music first. Kirk Kim says his dad didn't always understand the language of the rhymes, so Kirk's sisters would translate.
So he would always ask him, what are these guys talking about? Why is he so mad? Why is he so angry? And they would pretty much interpret songs, and it catches to him, and he'll be like, well, I like this.
He understood the emotion, if not the words. Over the past few years, despite the rise of digital music, fans continue to come to Compton to visit the Kims, whom many called Pops and Mama. Kirk Kim says his mother treated customers like they were her own children, including critiquing their style.
Some of these people, they come back now. Now they have kids, and they always ask me about my parents. How's your mom doing? You know, she used to make me pull up my pants.
Won Joon Kim died yesterday after a three-year battle with cancer. But this quiet man's legacy lives on in the many friendships he formed and the hometown music he helped make famous.
I'm coming straight out of Compton. 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 Compton.
Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
This is NPR.